Hey everybody, welcome back to Stoic Morning. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's be real. We all get caught up in this crazy pursuit of perfection, right? It's like we're constantly trying to hit some imaginary bullseye, chasing after this flawless image that just doesn't exist. But here's the thing, striving for perfection is actually messing us up. It's fueling anxiety, guilt, and shame, keeping us stuck in a cycle of self-criticism. We beat ourselves up over every little mistake, every moment we don't measure up. Ever feel like that? You know that feeling when you trip and stumble over your words, or accidentally send the wrong email, and suddenly your whole world feels like it's crashing down? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We are all imperfect humans. It's part of what makes us unique, what gives us character, what allows us to learn and grow. Today, we're diving deep into the Stoic philosophy of embracing imperfection, letting go of that toxic guilt and shame that's holding us back. So buckle up, because we're about to explore 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize your mindset. 1. Perfection is an illusion. This one hits hard, right? We've been taught from a young age that good grades, athletic prowess, and even social media likes are the markers of success. But let's be honest, perfection is a slippery slope. It's constantly moving, always just out of reach. It's like chasing your tail. The truth is, there's no such thing as perfect, so why torture ourselves trying to achieve it? 2. Mistakes are opportunities for growth. Think about the biggest lessons you've learned in life. Chances are, they came from a mistake, a stumble, or a moment when things didn't go as planned. Every time we mess up, we have a chance to learn, adjust, and become stronger. Instead of viewing mistakes as failures, let's reframe them as valuable stepping stones on our journey. 3. Focus on what you can control. Stoicism is all about focusing your energy on what you can actually influence, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we respond to it. So instead of stressing over things outside our realm of influence, let's channel that energy into becoming the best versions of ourselves. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. We're all human, we all make mistakes, and it's okay to not be perfect. Talk to yourself like you would talk to someone you love, with kindness, support, and encouragement. 5. Celebrate your progress. Take time to acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. Celebrate your victories, big and small. This isn't about bragging. It's about recognizing the effort you put in and giving yourself credit for the progress you've made. You know that feeling when you finally finish a big project? Or maybe when you nail a difficult conversation? Those moments of success, those little wins, they deserve to be celebrated. Let me tell you about a time I struggled with this myself. I was working on this presentation for a conference, and I kept getting stuck in my head, second-guessing every word, every slide. It was like perfectionism had taken over, and I couldn't even enjoy the process of creating something new. But then I remembered what I was learning about Stoicism, embracing imperfection, focusing on what I could control. So instead of getting bogged down in the pursuit of perfection, I shifted my mindset. I decided to focus on delivering the best presentation I could with the time and resources I had. I reminded myself that it was okay if it wasn't perfect, that the goal was to share valuable information and connect with the audience. And guess what? The presentation went really well. I received great feedback, people seemed engaged, and I even felt a sense of accomplishment, knowing I had embraced imperfection and still delivered something meaningful. The key takeaway here is this. You're capable of amazing things, even if you don't achieve some imaginary standard of perfection. By letting go of the guilt and shame, by embracing your imperfections, you free yourself up to truly shine. So remember, mistakes are opportunities for growth, self-compassion is a superpower, and progress over perfection is always the way to go. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do differently today to embrace imperfection? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and always strive to be your best, imperfect self.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.